With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Ontario Premier Doug Ford is set to make a stop in Wallaceburg today, one day ahead of a provincial by-election in Lambton-Kent Middlesex, which also has Wallaceburg in its riding. A release from the Chatham-Kent Health Alliance says Premier Ford is set to join hospital officials for a special announcement about the redevelopment project at the Wallaceburg site. A note to media also noted the Premier will only be available for photos and won't be taking any questions. A heated exchange between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and opposition leader Pierre Poilievre in the House of Commons ended with one of them getting kicked out of the chamber. Poilievre got the boot after he called the Prime Minister a wacko and refused to withdraw his comments. The Speaker had already warned him about using unparliamentary language in the House. Trudeau was also warned for his language after he called Poilievre's leadership shameful and spineless and accused him of meeting with white nationalists. OPP are looking for a missing 37-year-old man who was last seen in the Leamington area. The man, only identified as David, has been missing for almost a week and was last seen in the area of Highway 77 between County Road 14 and Mercia Road. You can find a picture and a description of him on our website, cknewstoday.ca. And the price tag for Vancouver hosting just 7 games during the FIFA World Cup in 2026 could end up being more than $500 million, according to a new report. CTV News says the core cost of hosting the event is now estimated in the range of $483 to $581 million. The provincial government in BC is expecting the event to have a years-long spin-off afterwards, estimating up to $1 billion in tourism spending. The Leafs are still alive. They beat the Bruins 2-1 in overtime to send the series back to Toronto for Game 6. Matthew Nyes scored the game winner just over 2 minutes into overtime. The Vancouver Canucks couldn't close things out against Nashville. The Predators fought off elimination to force Game 6. The Winnipeg Jets are out. They lost 6-3 to Colorado to lose the series in 5 games. Carolina's moving on after beating the Islanders. The Blue Jays lost 4-1 to Kansas City, while the Tigers split their doubleheader against the Cardinals. And in the NBA playoffs, Cleveland snuck by Orlando to take a 3-2 series lead. The Bucks and 76ers both won. They fought off elimination and forced Game 6s in their series against Indiana and the Knicks. A mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 24 Celsius. Clear tonight, low 10. And mainly sunny tomorrow with a high of 22. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.